Headline number one. Polygamist Bentley-driving Mormon prophet offered his daughter, age 14, a bag of Doritos and a $50 bribe to marry him, told followers that Warren Jeffs was dead, and spoke through him as their new prophet.
That's the longest headline I've ever seen of a story.
This paper always over-headlines everything.
Okay, so we're voting if that's gay?
No. If we want to hear the story.
Oh.
So we have two more to go. Continue, Gord.
Headline two.
Okay.
Birth control made with birth control made with compounds from lobsters blocks 98% of the nearly 100 million sperm trying to penetrate the cervix.
Okay.
Well, this is sperm center.
And you said that with your chest, too.
That is something Gordon did pitch for the in the meeting. He said we could end with sperm center.
Which would be?
Well, the story, for sure. Not what you
Headline three.
Suggested.
We are sitting at a circular table.
All right, yeah.
Stop it.
You can almost play count the red flags on this next one.
All right, go on.
Florida man.
One.
Age 36.
Two.
Is arrested.
Three.
After having sex.
Four.
With a golden doodle.
Five.
Goodness.
In front of kids.
Jeez.
While taking the pup out on a walk.
Six.
What? Before wrecking church's Christmas nativity scene.
This can't
and
be
trying to steal a car.
That's the story.
That's like five.
Wow.
That can't be a headline.
They always overpack the headlines. That newspaper.
See, I'm going to say story one is about marrying a 14-year-old.
That's too disturbing.
That's too disturbing. Dog sex, that also, I'm not, I mean, you guys don't seem to be that disturbed by it as I am.
So you're voting lobster sperm.
I'm thinking
What's your
lobster
situation?
Sperm and birth control are much more relatable because, I mean, I'm just trying to make sure I don't get her pregnant.
Right.
I mean, her just meaning whoever I end up with tonight.
Whatever lobster you're with.
Okay.
The year of Dan.
Dan's selected. I have to.
Does anybody? You guys got to vote, too.
Are you? Yeah.
Mino? Let's go.
I agree with the captain.
Does Mino want to hear about the 14-year-old bride?
It's sperm center. Let's do this.
He's right.
Okay. Hold on. Let me find the story now.
Look under the headline.
Okay. A new non-hormonal contraceptive promises to block 98% of the nearly 100 million sperm
that
are released.
Good?
Yeah, but that's 2 million of them.
Is 98% good?
There are still 2 million just roaming around egg searching.
Like what is
roaming around? I think they're more purposeful than that. They aren't loitering.
Remote control.
What do you think that looks creepy when you see the animation of that happening or the microscope zooming in?
Well, with Kirstie Alley passing, I'm reminded of Look Who's Talking, which that was a big part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're all excited. Yeah, let's go.
They're all like jailbreaking through the situation there.
Or do you ever quickly put on a monocle after? Oh, never mind.
100 million. Did you know that many were released at one time?
100 million?
Yeah, 100 million.
I think it varies.
On what?
Time of day.
Go ahead, Bob.
What you've had to drink.
Based on what?
If you released it yesterday.
Peter North has like 5 billion.
Probably.
Okay, Mino.
I would say age would have something to do with it.
AIDS?
Age.
Oh.
Right?
Yes, I would say so.
If you just get to sawdust, it's probably not.
Are you at sawdust now?
It's LeBron before a game with the...
Cleveland!
There he is. New non-hormonal contraceptive promises
to Bob Yales.
98% of the nearly 100 million sperm that are released during
ashy.
LeBron doing a Migs.
Whoa,
sir.
Oh. Whoa.
During immaculation.
And then they giggle.
Prevents them from reaching the cervix. And the key component comes from lobsters. Scientists with Sweden's Karolinska Institute.
It's always Sweden, man.
Developed a vaginal gel.
Oh,
jeez.
Using tiny fibrous compounds called Cheeto sands, which are formed in the exoskeletons of sea creatures and shrimp and crabs. Once applied, the gel, which lasts...
I don't know you call them sea creatures. V creatures is fine, right?
Man, we're rolling. I don't want to go home yet.
The year of Dan.
Dan McDowell.
This is. If it wasn't the year of Dan before, that joke alone.
But you punctuated with
makes
the,
it the year
with,
of
the,
Dan.
With the cocky
flaws.
With the flaws. Yeah. I don't think I've ever. You should bring that up on stage with you.
It's
comedian.
The weirdest comedian punctuator of all time. Right. The flossing.
He's the floss stand up.
Dan. You know, he's the floss stand up.
Just knock
after
it
every
out
big
the,
joke.
Knock it out the park. And
Dan's
flosses.
Bat flip is flossing really fast.
Let the applause die down.
How many times a day do you floss, Dan?
Probably a couple.
Uh-huh.
2 to 3, but I have floss wherever I am. So there's a floss in my car, there's a floss in my bag, there's a floss.
I use the little pick
bathroom,
the little floss flossers.
Yeah, every bathroom too. In the house. There's mm-hmm. a floss in my living room on the little table where I sit and watch TV.
Nobody else uses the flossers?
I do.
The I don't think those are yeah. strong enough.
They seem to break little, very easy. Isn't your little TV in your Dr. Laura cup?
Yeah.
Once applied, the gel, which lasts for several hours, reinforces the cervical mucus barrier.
Hot.
Who's going to need that for several
hours?
I
use that in my Randy talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me get your cervical mucus barrier.
Oh, you feel that?
I'll break that barrier down.
Oh, yeah. Feel me stirring that cervical mucus? Okay. Okay.
So, what do the little lobsters do then?
Once applied, is it gel or gel? What, the gel mm-hmm. lasts for several hours, reinforces the cervical mucus barrier to prevent pregnancy without the side effects caused by traditional birth control options. The scientist that was interviewed, Thomas Cruzet, said, "We imagine that a product like this should be usable from seconds to a few hours before gradual grinner course. The effect could last for hours, but diminishes over time as the mucus barrier is replaced naturally." So women are just sitting around all the time replacing mucus barriers?
Do we get rid
like
of...
Like if you walk into her cubicle and she's sitting there in a trance?
Right.
You're going, oh, I'm sorry. Are you,
yeah, if you focus, you can do it faster.
Are you replacing your mucus barrier right now? I can come back.
Do we get rid of the lobster?
Get that email...
Yeah, like,
sorry, we're busy.
What do you, I mean, I think it's a mood killer if right before you jump in the bed with her, she pulls out a lobster and starts.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Led Zeppelining herself.
And do you think you have to have an actual lobster?
Well, the lobster's super confused and disoriented. And
plus the pot, the water's boiling.
Mm-hmm. While testing was only conducted with sheep.
Wait a minute, the lobster has told me he'd like to conduct a press conference
here. No. Cheeto sand was shown to have similar effects in lab tests using human cervical mucus.
In a sheep.
Why are you looking at me?
And sperm.
Why are you looking at me?
This is the least hot description of that act. Mixing human cervical mucus and sperm.
And a lobster.
And a lobster.
What's the ratio?
Do you get those cheddar rolls?
Oh. That's what you call the woman's private parts?
No, it's...
cheddar rolls?
Yeah, they're wonderful, the lobster.
Jesus, Bob.
And some of that garlic bread.
Right?
Oh, gosh.